Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get... Oh, this should be interesting. Carmine's in Flushing on the Fan. What's up, Carmine?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What up, Carmine? All's good, bro.
What's up, bud?
Listen, I'm following your lead. I'm taking a page. You guys are talking about cheering, what it feels like, that energy... getting off the train, the whole thing. Well, me and my older Mets fans and my buddies, you know, I know this is going to sound like we're old, miserable Mets fans, like guys like my buddy Craig and Woodside.
What's up,
but
Craig?
I will tell you what is cringeworthy for us is when Mets fans do the cheering pattern of Yankee fans, like Pete Alonso. Ugh, no. You can't do that. Get that out of our stadium, okay?
Yeah.
You have to know what you are. I think in the 80s when Gary came up, very simple. And that stadium would just chant, Gary, Gary. That's what we are. Let them do their roll calls. Let them do their little speech pattern, bum, 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 bum. That's the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Leave that in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be bringing that to Flushing. Keep them out of Flushing. Okay, you young Met fans, God bless you. I love the seven line. They come out in force. No Yankee stuff. No roll calls. Get rid of the roll call. I don't want to hear Brandon Nimmo. Get rid of it. Come up with something else.
Well, like Carmine, I got to tell you, it's interesting. And I actually appreciate the fact that that bothers you as much as it does.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
Look, you want your own identity.
I can respect that.
Don't steal the identity of the crosstown. Rival.
The only thing you want to steal is the replication of championships.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
At the end
of the day, that's what would matter.
That.
If you could get the championship, then all of a sudden, whatever you do from that championship becomes your calling card out in the city.
Okay, here
and
we go.
And all you got to do
hold on.
Is hope that you get this.
I'm hearing a little something percolate.
Mm-hmm.
And not after a home run, obviously, the straightaway center.
Nope. Do this when Edwin Diaz flexes his shoulders.
I know
flips his head a little bit. Starts
mm-hmm.
that march.
Mm-hmm. Gets a little trot going after a couple of steps as he ambles onto the field. Keep it going. You know what? You know what stinks about this? The trumpets. The only thing that stinks is only one thing, and nobody knows what a bigger say. Oh, here we go. Take another shot at the Mets. Nope. The only thing that stinks about this is that everybody else is leading to it eventually being played out a lot quicker than it should be. You look everywhere. Everybody's on social, TikTok, you're walking into the office. Nobody cares about you walking into your law firm to the trumpets.
Yeah.
Trust me, nobody cares. That, to me, is awesome.
I got to listen to that actual song.
Oh, that's phenomenal. That's good.
I got to actually listen to the song because I heard them starting to sing it. At the end of that.
They had the live version the other day. They were actually in Queens.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
That's gone. I don't know why I missed that.
Yeah. And then you have Logic making a song for Aaron Judge. He hasn't gotten a hit since, basically.
Mm. That's not Judge.
No, I know it's not Judge.
You can't
make it. No, Logic made a song. It made a, like a walk-up song.
I understand
for him.
That. But that's not
the trumpets.
That's not his... Judge walking up to whatever, something hip and cool. To me, that's exactly what this last caller was talking about. You've seen Edwin Diaz have this song kind of just, I don't know, serendipitously match with his ascension back into the graces of the Met fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Now to force one on the Judge just because Edwin Diaz has it?
No. I mean, when you're going up to home plate, everybody's had music. I mean, before the Diaz trumpets.
I know, but they're making one for him.
You think that's a reaction to the trumpets?
Yes.
No, I don't agree with that.
I don't think it's...
No way.
Dude, a walk-up... This Edwin Diaz thing was kind of, at least I view it, as organic.
I agree with that.
Occurred.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, because he's kicking ass, it became huge.
For sure.
So now, because Judge is potentially going to win the MVP, you're doing a Super Bowl shuffle before he does it? I mean, come on. That's just different. It seems contrived.
Everybody goes, what music would you go up to?
It's contrived.
If you were batting for the Yankees, number 21, second baseman, Tiki Barber. Barber, number 21.
Nathaniel Rateliff.
Comes out to the Lion King.
My new guy would be Nathaniel Rateliff. Okay. You know his song?
No.
I mean,
I probably do. I'm terrible with names.
Son
I
just of a bitch!
Songs. Oh, yeah.
Give
me
a drink!
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, cool hangout song.
It's actually a terrible hangout song. He's an alcoholic.
He's saying,
if I don't stop drinking, I'm gonna waste my life away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
You gotta listen to the song. It's awesome.
Did you listen to it? Yeah, Teague.
No, you did.
The poor guy, not to make light of alcoholism, but the poor guy's drowning his life away in a bottle, and here I am saying, oh, it's a fun song. Jeez, you might want to listen to it. That's like Tiki when I'm in a rant and he yeses me to death. He's half listening.
In his own hole.
I'm just letting you go. Man.
I'm just teasing.
I know that's what you want. Yep. If I disrupt your chain of thought, your rant's going to get, I don't know.
A little convoluted?
Mutated a little. Uh-huh. That's not good.
Yeah, a little truncated rant? That's not good. So, Hoff, what would you walk up to? Now batting. First of all, you're a catcher. You're only a catcher.
Or first base.
You don't have the nimbleness for first base. Stop.
Or first base.
You play catcher.
You're Alejandro Kirk, the guy from the Blue Jays.
And you're a Benji Molina more than
Molina.
Yachty. Yeah.
I was going to say more like Rowdy Tellez or Daniel Vogelbach. I don't know. Something like that.
All right. Well, what number would you wear and what song would you bounce out to?
See, the thing is, you guys aren't interested. I love the Deftones, so I got like tons of songs from them that I need something like that. I agree. Just give us the song. It's called. There's a song called "Root" that just does a crazy guitar lick in the beginning. That every time, like if we played back in the day when I was younger, we kind of like did like the WWE stuff walkouts. That was my song to walk out.
Okay, and what number are you wearing?
23.
Was that your hockey number as well?
Mm. Actually, 21 was my hockey number.
Okay.
But 23,
I always knew you'd work with Tiki, huh? Back in the day. Let me get number 21. So when I'm with Tiki in 15 years,
that's just how it
is. No.
Now, 23, because you were a big Mattingly fan over Hernandez,
what would yours
obviously.
Be? What would yours I feel be, by the way?
Right?
No, it's because I love first base, I guess. Maybe Jordan.
Oh, wait. You love first base, number 23, a Mets fan, more of a Mattingly guy than a Hernandez fan. That's what you just said.
Now you're reaching. Say that.
Yeah, you're just
you're
trying.
Reaching.
I'm not reaching.
Manny, shut up, dude. What are you doing?
Wait. He's of the eight. He watched both of them play. He knows both of their paths. He loved first base. He chose 23. What other first baseman wore 23, especially in New York? Mattingly.
Probably
you're a Yankees fan, man.
Mm. Oh, no, definitely not.
What would be your song?
I'm going to turn this on you. My song? Let's see. Well, I'm from here, so, you know, I'm coming up. If I'm batting
it's gotta
at Yankee
Stadium. Got to be a Beastie
State. Boys. It might be No Sleep Till Brooklyn. I mean, very well might. It also might be AC/DC if I want something hard.
That would make sense.
It could be.
No, you would be. It'd be No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
It might have to be.
It'd be knowing you as long as I've known you. That's what it would be.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because every time that song, it's like you're insane.
And then when I was like 0-91, and I was getting ready to get dealt and traded and shipped out of my hometown, they'd say the next song my follow-up bat will be "Hit the Road, Jack." Hit the road, Jack. Oh, man, these. Yeah, I can do a little death.
This would be your song.
This is McNeil. No, this is McNeil.
McNeil. That's not BT.
This is totally BT.
That's not BT.
Oh, I love Def Leppard, dude. Not to,
I know,
not
this is not
music.
Your walkout.
No, it's not. I agree with
no
you.
Chance.
No. Not my walk-up, but I love Def Leppard. You know that.
I do.
Beastie Boys. It's definitely the
probably
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys.
Mine actually would be Bohemian Rhapsody, as BT knows. That's what I listened to when I wasn't playing.
That's a tough walk-up song, though. It just doesn't take. That's the.
You can't see me. You can't
going.
See me walking out.
How does it start again? I have all these other.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a.
No, I don't know.
Escape from reality.
I can see. Yeah. Wait. Now those are two different
Open
answers.
Open your eyes.
Can I see you walking out to that?
Yes. Yes.
Do I think it would be cool?
It would be me.
You know what it is? I know, that's true. You know what it is? Listen, Queen's got some all-timers, and Queen's an all-time band. I'm not a huge Queen fan. I'm not, but I get it. I'm not here to disparage Queen. They're money. And the movie was even good. Like, I saw that a couple years ago. Queen's all-timer. But I feel like that song's a little too slow to develop as you're striding towards home plate.
I don't know, but I just want to stride.
That's my only critique of that
I just want to stride.
It's be illegal in these days because they want to speed the game up. It take 2 minutes for you to walk up to the
you're right. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. We got to mix in a little desperation on the part of the Utah Jazz. Maybe Donovan Mitchell's coming here a little sooner than we thought. Might have to walk out to this. Might have to walk out to this. A little California. So, listen, I know we're all wrapped up, and rightfully so, Yanks, Mets, and the...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.